creamies, what do you know?
You're listening to the Cocktails and Cream Pop Show.
In the back of my car. It's where it shall stay.
For another 2 years?
No, I bought it at the Target.
Remember when that car was empty?
Oh, God. It's full of Christmas presents and, this is what I
Attention
did.
Robbers.
Did I tell you about my all day shopping pass?
I'll bite.
I went to Target one day and there was an offer. Spend $50 and you get a 20% all day shopping pass.
Oh, well, that's just, they were looking for that
but
sucker.
The thing is, what I did was I bought everything that practical. I bought cat food, dog food, cat litter, Tylenol.
May I ask a question? Is it all still in your car?
Doggy treats, most of it. Soap, shampoo, toothpaste, real practical things. I didn't spend.
So stuff that in the winter could freeze and explode in your car?
No, that stuff's inside. I bought $200 worth of gift cards from someone at work for $150.
Nice.
So I saved $50 right there. I used those gift cards to pay for the stuff, which got me another. Big Fatty would be so proud of me. I should call him up and tell him.
I
saved an extra 20%.
And you're about to save a lot more money once you return that thing.
Yeah.
What thing?
Yeah.
What thing?
Nothing.
Nothing.
What did you buy?
Nothing.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Big Fatty would be so proud of me.
Well, hello everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 2657 of the BFO. For two, I say Tuesday, the 3rd of April 2018. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, I got a few little things to read to you about Easter and April Fool's Day. Hello, Ravers, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all, you Ravers today. Big Fatty, are you going to tell them? Or are you going to let them figure it out for themselves? Well, you know what? I think I may just let them figure it out for themselves. Yes, Big Fatty. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, today, the 3rd of April, we have not one, but two, I say, celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, the first one, y'all, he is Big Fatty. He's smarter than most of us. He does not listen to the BFO. No, Big Fatty, that's why he's smarter than most of us. Y'all, it is the husband of, the one and only Moose P up there in the North Kakalaki. Y'all, it is Moose P's husband, Pooh. B, Fatty, watch your step. Big Fatty, maybe Moose will play this for him. Maybe so. So, Pooh, happy birthday to Pooh. Yes, Big Fatty. And, then our other a celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, Big Fatty has met this person several times out at the Pride 48. Just as nice a person as you ever meet. Big Fatty, you think you can stay awake to wish him a happy birthday? I'm trying. He is the host of the Chaotic Ravings. Oh, Big Fatty, is that what we're ravers? It's true. Y'all, it is none other than the one and only Mags. Oh, Big Fatty, we love Pooh and Mags. It's true. So, y'all, if you see Mags or Pooh or Moose even on the Twitty or the Face Space, wish them a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope they all get a big old piece of cake.
Happy birthday, happy birthday to you.
You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Hi, Big Fatty. It's Princess Hannah, and I have to sneeze, and it's not coming up all the way. But I'm calling with a CVS receipt. I got a large bottle of the Downy Unstoppable, the fresh wash booster scent chip, a 16-count package of Tide Pods, a 2-pack of Aquafresh toothpaste, another Old Spice, Old Spice deodorant, and I believe 12 birthday greeting cards. And I paid, including tax, $30.03. I saved $23.03 for a total savings of 45%. And they also gave me $2 in extra care bucks, so technically I spent $28.03. It helps when you have lots of coupons. So I just wanted to call with my receipt, and they gave me 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 more coupons. On top of the $2 in extra care bucks they already gave me. This receipt's almost as long as I am tall. Hope also. Love you. Bye.
Yeah, I gotta say, y'all, that, of course, is Princess Hannah. And Princess Hannah, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear you putting the CVS. Big Fatty, it sounds like CVS has got a death wish. They're just giving her more coupons so that they can go out of business sooner. It's just, it's a death wish. It does sound that way. Princess Hannah, congratulations on all of that. The only problem with these coupons now, gotta be careful. Don't just be using coupons to be using coupons. Make sure that you actually need the shit. B, Fatty, you can say that again. Just make sure, B, Fatty.
Fart pants, I am traveling in Billy Big Rig to Rapid City now. I'm going to make sure that they're still there. You know, with all this stuff going on in the world, you never know if they, you know, maybe packed up and moved or whatever. So anyway, I'm listening to The Secret on my iPad over the radio or whatever. And so anyway, let me just say this. This is two things. This is a public service announcement, and this is a confession. I am a shit attractor, okay? And this thing is talking about laws of attraction or whatever, and it's like I attract the crappiest people on the whole planet or whatever. Sorry, Scotty, if this is news to you or whatever, but I literally attract, and so they're saying it's the law of attraction or whatever. And so I'm really excited to get to the end of this so that I can hear exactly what I need to do to change this. And then the public service announcement part of it is, if you're 47 years old and you want to cause drama and bullcrap, I call you toxic, and I just wash my hands of you. And it doesn't matter who you are, you know, whether you're a neighbor, a family member, or an employee, or a coworker, or, you know, just whoever. But anyway, it's kind of like, so I do that now, and I'm a lot better about doing that. But man, oh man, if anyone has any ideas or whatever, just hit me up, because oh my gosh, there's so many of those things. I think they're ducks or whatever. They have like those long necks or whatever. Like, I don't know if they're geese, but man, I washed my car before I left town, and I hope they just don't take a crap on it. But they're like flying all over this field, and there's a little bit of water or whatever. So anyway, oh, there's a rooster. Now, I do know the difference between a rooster and a hen. So like a rooster is like colorful and a hen is like brown. So seriously, like a hen is a girl and a rooster is a boy. And it's like, seriously, and you get all the color? Life is just not fair. Like, seriously, it's just not fair. All right, well, I better pay attention to The Secret. I am really super excited to listen. I've never listened to it before, and I'll never read the book. That's just like way too much. I would just get lost. I get confused easily or whatever. So anyway, all right, toodles.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that, of course, is Miss Bacon. And Miss Bacon, thank you so much for that call on the road. On the road in Billy Big Rig. I hope that Rapid City or wherever the hell you were going, I forgot, is still there. And anyway, I hope that you you got the secret. You found out the secret word. Yes, everybody, the secret word. And the fact that you attract all the crappy people, Big Fatty, is Vader aware of this? Well, I'm not sure that that this is referring to Mr. Vader, but, you know, especially because he's not 47 years old. Well, not yet, anyway. And Vader, I think Miss Bacon's putting you on watch that when you turn 47, you better not be pissing her off. Yes, Big Vinny! Yeah, Gussie, y'all, a couple of things. First of all, y'all, I got a sweet little mechanical card from that Francie, and y'all, it was a happy spring, and y'all had a little purple chicken on it, and it was just as cute as it could be. So, Francie, thank you so much for that. Y'all, you know, last weekend was Blue Moon Seast of Fools weekend. And y'all, the way Big Fatty knew it was a blue moon, y'all, in the mail on Friday, y'all, I got a refund check from one of the El Hospitalos here in town. Evidently, I overpaid them by $20. Y'all, I just paid them what they told me to pay. But evidently it was $20 too much, which means that in a couple of weeks I'll be getting a bill for that $20 again. So anyway, but y'all, that only happens once in a blue moon. So you know, y'all, speaking of El Hospitalo, y'all, as I'm recording this, I've gotten word that Taylor the Latte Boy is in El Hospitalo. I don't know what the diagnosis is or what the problem is or anything, but y'all keep him in your thoughts, and we'll wish him a quick discharge. Big Fatty, a discharge. Well, that's when they release you. Yes, Big Fatty, a quick release. Oh no, that's Shark Week. But anyway, y'all keep Taylor in your thoughts. And if I hear more information, I will. Y'all, I also forgot to tell you that over the weekend, I got on the FaceTime with Dr. Stone. You know, he and Digger and T. Wiggles and I are going to be down there at the G'day's. And y'all, speaking of the G'day's, y'all, I got something in the mail Monday, and y'all, it says your magical vacation starts right here, Fatty Party, and it, y'all, what am I trying to say here? It's y'all, it is tailor-made for my trip, y'all. It has a picture of the All-Star Sports where we're staying. It's got my arrival date, the reservation number, y'all, and it tells me what the different benefits are of staying there, being Fatty, it talks about the Fast Pass Plus, and talking about, oh, they've got a new fireworks show at the Magic Kingdom, Happily Ever After. Let's just see here. And then they got about Epcot and things like that. Big Fatty, this is just a mesmerizing hearing you look at a picture. And y'all, that talks about Disney Springs and the water parks. And all this kind of stuff, and yes, Big Fatty, they're trying to upsell you and all that kind of stuff, y'all. And it's got important dates to remember, and y'all, I've already I've already done some of those. But y'all, Disney does it right. I will say that. They do it right. Y'all, you know, it was also, it was Easter. It was Easter over the weekend, or Seaster. And y'all, my mother sent me something. Y'all, I thought it was appropriate. It says, "All I need to know, I learned from the Easter Bunny." And y'all, here it is. It says, "Don't put all your eggs in one basket. Everyone needs a friend who is all ears. Big Fanny, there's no such thing as too much candy. No, Big Fanny. All work and no play can make you a basket case. Big Fanny, you can say that again. Everyone is entitled to a bad hair day." And that's H-A-R-E. Big Fanny. "Let happy thoughts multiply like rabbits." Yes, Big Fanny, kind of like Casey in Denver's enormous penis. It multiplied like a rabbit. Some body parts should be floppy. Not Casey in Denver's giant penis. Big Fanny. The grass is always greener in someone else's basket. Big Fanny Volga. Good things come in small sugar-coated packages. Yes, Big Fanny. Keep your paws off other people's jelly beans. Yes, Big Fanny, especially if they're the Starburst jelly beans. And to show your true colors, you have to come out of the shell. Big Fanny. And y'all, the last one is, "The best things in life are sweet and gooey." Big Fanny, that sounds vulgar. It's like a gentleman caller or something. And y'all, then the last thing that happened over the weekend was it was the, oh, it was April Fool's. It was April Fool's. Y'all, by the way, I had an aunt, she's passed away now, but she was born on April the 1st, which coincided with Easter when she was born. And y'all, they were trying to come up with a nickname for her. And they said, "Well, we can't call her Fool, so let's call her Bunny." And y'all, that's all I ever knew her by was Bunny. And y'all, I'm not sure I could tell you what her real name is. It was kind of an old-fashioned name, like Lila or something like that. Big Fanny. Anyway, that's Bunny. But y'all, it was also April Fool's Day, and y'all, there were a couple of April Fool's jokes that I saw on the inner tubes that I thought were kind of cute. y'all, the Burger King. The Burger King advertised the Chocolate Whopper. Big Fanny, that is... Isn't that Joanne Dallas, the Chocolate Whopper? I believe it may be. And then y'all, the other one, somebody brought in these boxes of the Krispy Kreme donuts, and people are all excited and everything. And y'all, then it showed oh, it showed a picture of the boxes of the Krispy Kreme donuts opened up, and y'all, inside was vegetables and dip. I think that's everything off my list. Yes, Big Fanny. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely, too, I say, Tuesday. And y'all, like I said, keep Taylor the Latte Boy and Bobby Lou and Taffy Carlisle Huffington and the rest of the gang, Rodan, keep them in your thoughts. And y'all, if I hear more about Taylor, I'll certainly pass it along to you. And y'all, don't forget, this coming Sunday night, we'll have the State of the Station over there at the Pride 48. And y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids from over there at the Cocktails and Kerfuffles. And Wendy, we hadn't heard from you in forever. Anything you want to say?
Big Fatty would be so proud of
you. Oh, I'm very proud of you. Now, y'all need to record a show.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one. Yes! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.